Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another live episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your time and your energy, as well as your desire to connect with this program. We have a lot going on in our lives, and I know you're busy, so I like to make sure that this show gives you a lot of quality spiritual information. And I am always happy to hear back from you. I do receive your emails and your tweets, as well as your private messages on Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad that we are all in this together. Today's topic is going to be awesome. It is about the 2014 spiritual themes. And these are themes that I receive from my guides, from Spirit, that I just write down and share with you and put it out there, and we see how things unfold. We have no way of truly knowing what is going to happen or everything to expect. That's not even possible because we live in a dynamic world where the energies are always changing on quantum levels. But these messages from Spirit can be navigational tools. They give us a heads up. They allow us to connect to our power more quickly and easily. And they're inspiring. So I'm excited to share these six themes with you. I will also have an article on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, that you can reference throughout the year. So regardless of when you are listening to this show, you can go to the website and read about the themes and take them with you, so to speak. Now, I want to do a few quick announcements and updates before we dive in to this wisdom. As you might be aware of, I'm a contributor, a monthly contributor to a digital publication called Happiness and Well-Being Magazine. It is beautiful. They do a wonderful job of sharing uplifting, happy, happy articles, all kinds of cool things. And I like to share this with you because I think there are very few publications these days that really focus on the spiritual journey, on true happiness, and on practical ways to do that. So the January in 2014 issue is out now. It's only $3. It talks about how to love your liver, manifesting the life you want in 2014, discovering your bliss, the power of plants and essential oils, train yourself to have premonitions, how to heal your relationship, all kinds of cool things. And I share this with you because I think it's a wonderful way to connect with your own bliss and your own happiness. I don't get paid to share this with you. I am not paid to advertise. I'm just sharing it because I love it personally, and it's something that I like to reference. So I offer it to you in case you are looking for the same. We are moving through some big energies, astrological energies, and I did a show last week about the astrological highlights of 2014. If you have a chance to download that episode or listen to it online, I recommend checking it out because we have some big waves coming throughout this year. And in that episode, I share with you specifics about your own astrology chart. So you can look and see if certain areas of your chart are going to be highlighted. If you want deeper information, you can schedule an astrology session with me, and I'm always happy to give you information that I receive and to look at how things might show up for you. And finally, don't forget, you can follow this program right on Blog Talk Radio's homepage there on the, on the Conscious Cool Chic Blog Talk Radio homepage. If you click follow, Blog Talk Radio will send you an email about every upcoming episode, which is quite efficient. One less thing on your mind. They'll alert you to when a new episode is playing and coming out, as well as the topic. So feel free to subscribe on Blog Talk there and stay in touch. I have a tendency to do impromptu shows when I am moved to and when I feel there's a need for the energy or the information. So things change fast around here. And if you're brand new to this radio show, welcome and thank you for being here. As I said briefly in the introduction, my name is Molly McCord. I am an author, intuitive, astrologer, and non-religious spiritual teacher. And I like to share all kinds of things because I have many interests, and I know that there are so many ways we can connect. So I share through this show various types of spiritual teachings, channeled wisdom, astrology. I have on different guests. I love to feature spiritual authors. If you look in the archives, you might find some authors that you resonate with. There's some great books out now. So I do all kinds of things, but mostly I'm just grateful that you are here and that we are on this journey together because we all need each other. We need each other's support, each other's light, and we need to know that we're connected as we go through these powerful shifts of this year. So let's get to it. And I want to share with you these six spiritual themes for 2014. A quick note that other teachers out there have some similar themes and have some different themes, and that's so perfect. Isn't that great that we have many different resources to connect with, many different people sharing their gifts, their wisdom at this time? Again, we all need each other. And when I connect with these other teachers behind the scenes here, I know quite a lot of people, and I'm just so grateful that so many people are sharing at this time. And if you are someone who has something to share and put out in the world, this could be your year to do that, to go a little bigger, to stretch a little further things to a new level for yourself because you're ready and there is support for you. There are so many spiritual teachers who are supportive and loving of each other, who exist in the paradigm where there's room for all of us to share our messages and every message is needed. If that's you, if you're resonating with this, I hope that that inspires you because 2014, if nothing else, is quite dynamic. So let's start with the first theme I have here. It is practical application of your spiritual knowledge. Practical application. What does that mean? This is how I've come to understand this one. Practical application of your spiritual knowledge means that we will be given opportunities to apply what we know in a very realistic, down-to-earth manner. And this can happen through various different circumstances, but what I've experienced in the past 2 days alone, based on working with two different astrology clients, is that there is a lot of, let's call it lower vibrational female energy right now. And both of these clients have had to deal with some mean girl situations. And keep in mind, these aren't 14-year-old girls. These are grown women who are acting as if they're 14-year-old mean girls. And each client has been in a situation where they are a astounded by behaviors, emotions, words that are being thrown around. A part of them feels hurt, feels angry, feels that they want to go into warrior mode. And as we worked through their session, the practical application message came up for both of them so strongly. And it's about, in these situations, being that higher version of your energy. I think most women know mean girl energy, whether through experiences in school or in the workplace or friendships, relationships, what have you. And this type of bullying energy, and that's what it is, it's energetic bullying. It's about asserting power. It can be manipulative, emotional, all those things. But these are opportunities for you to make some new choices within your own energy. And that is what this practical application of your spiritual knowledge is about. This is one example. These mean girl situations are a few choices. One, always be strong in yourself. Always. Always be in integrity with you. Stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Do whatever you need to be in that place. If the situation calls for it. Now, this is where we go into discernment, where you need to weigh the pros and cons. It is an intellectual choice. It's an emotional choice. It's an energetic choice. What is best for your integrity? Because we're in these situations where we are rising up to new versions of ourselves, and it's owning who you are. You don't have to take responsibility or interact with any of those lower vibrations. It's not yours. It's not yours. It's not your energy. You don't even have to touch it. And so another choice is to remove your energy completely. Remove it completely. And this is something you can do even when you're in the same room as someone. If you're online, you want to perhaps detach from that group or that interaction or that relationship, shut down the computer even, clear it out, clear it off. This is about really owning your spiritual knowledge. And what I have come to see is that when people are engaging in these behaviors, we know this isn't who they really are. Every person has a spark of light in them. They have love to offer. They have gifts. They are here for a divine reason. And that is true for every single bully, mean girl, power player, however you want to describe this energy. That is energy they are choosing to be in, but it's not who they are. So if you can see that, if you can see the brightness of who they are, above and beyond this moment, it could bring you great peace. But at the same time, your responsibility is to yourself. It's to your strength, to your energy, to your needs, to taking care of you, and to being in a place where you just feel very strong in who you are. How far you've come, what you are here to contribute, offer, and do. So that's this first theme, practical application. It's taking all this spiritual knowledge and wisdom you have and really applying it. I see it as the boomerang effect, where you've gone off on a spiritual journey perhaps, or you've opened up, or you're on the journey, you're on the path. You have to bring it back. You have to bring that energy back to the world. I talk about this even more in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, one of my new books. If you're looking for more information about that practical application, that actually works. I wasn't thinking about it in that sense, but that just came through. That details the stages of spiritual growth. And one of the most important things is that you have to bring back your knowledge, bring back your energy. And that's why many people who are on a spiritual path and who are awakening could feel some what we would call growth opportunities or challenges. It's because you're now being gifted with the opportunity to apply this wisdom, to share it with more people. You'll be in situations that will require you to stretch. And when that happens, maintain your strength, your belief in yourself, and your integrity. Now, this brings me to the second spiritual theme, honoring your authority, very much related to the practical application. Honoring your authority. This is showing up astrologically as Pluto in Capricorn, which is requiring all of us to evolve in our energy to a place of inner authority, inner strength in self. Honoring your authority could be quite new for many because we're used to and accustomed to looking to others for answers, feedback, guidance, acknowledgement, all of that. And that's great. There's nothing wrong, quote unquote, with that. But this is about honoring your authority in every situation. What you say goes, what works for you. You've come this far. You're at this point. What about you needs to be acknowledged for yourself? This is declaring, I am the CEO of my own life. I am the captain of my ship. I am in charge of all areas of my life. I am a conscious owner of my energy in all ways. That's a giant declaration, and it's the essence of who you are. Related to this is the fact that there are going to come times in the year, in 2014, that you will have to shut it down. I love this phrase, shut it down, shut it down. That could be a relationship, an energy exchange, a project, a person, an emotional pattern, a belief, anything that does not honor your authority, shut it down. Because you're going to feel it and know it, that it no longer works for you. It's lost that energetic connection. It's lost the resonance. Because your energy has evolved and grown to a new place. And that's what it is. That's what it's about, is that the energy has changed. And so you're coming back to honoring your authority, and that could be just saying, I've got to shut this down. I've got to shut down this communication pattern with my sister. I've got to shut down how I'm spending my energy so that I can focus on this pattern, so I can focus on what I really want in my life. This is your being your own tough love person. You're giving yourself permission to let something go, to let it be complete, and the intention is based on honoring your authority. So that's number two. We're going to have opportunities throughout the year ahead to own that about ourselves. This also ties in with the astrology that I spoke about, where we have an ongoing cardinal grand cross. That means there's pressures from various sides. And with that, you can gain clarity around what you really want. And throughout 2014, it's going to change. So don't be too fixated on how things are in the physical world. Stay fixated on the spiritual possibilities. Because as we do that, it takes us to the third spiritual theme, magnetic manifestations. Isn't that a fun thing to say? Magnetic manifestations. When you are fixated and focused on your spiritual intentions, on what is best for you, consciously choosing what is right for your energy, amazing developments can unfold. Miracles happen overnight, all the time on this planet. Miracles happen overnight, all the time. That right there is an example of magnetic manifestations. Think about the lotto winners who go to bed one night with their life one way and the next morning wake up to discover they just won $200 million. Think about people who quit their job and understand that it's because there's something better waiting for them, and as soon as they quit their job, a whole new world opens up. Because it was waiting for them right there, and the miracle was waiting for them right there. We have the energy of huge miracle creation throughout this year. The only limitations are the ones you put on yourself. And we will move through that experience, meaning we will have self-imposed limitations at times because this is new. This is a new experience. We are trusting more than ever before. We're believing in ourselves more than ever before. We're trying new ways of being ourselves, our energy in the world. It's new. And so you will have those self-imposed limitations or beliefs that come up. And then it's your job to work through them. Responsibility to work through them. And as we do that, we get on the other side of the energy and things can take off. I actually just had this experience in my own life a few days ago when over the weekend I had no energy. I literally, it was like sitting on the couch. It was an effort. Just sitting there and thinking about all these things I thought I should do or that I wanted to do. More accurately, I wanted to do them. And I didn't. I couldn't even bring myself to read a book because it was too much to focus on. All I could do was veg out and stare at the couch. And I allowed that to happen. I decided that this was just part of a cycle I was moving through. It was an energy download. I was starving. I did not want to make good eating choices. I wanted to eat junk food. I did not, though. And I allowed everything that came up to my awareness to just be part of the energy download because I was in a bit of a funk, moved through it. The next day, the next morning, I woke up earlier than I'd woken up in weeks and took off getting many, many things done. I was incredibly productive, more productive than I'd been, than I could have imagined. Energy was flowing through me. I couldn't stop moving. I couldn't stop doing all of these things that I was planning on doing at some other point. It just all happened. And that can be one such manifestation, is that you just have this spark that creates something beyond what you could have imagined. That day, I got 5 things done that would have taken me a week to do normally. And I believe it's because I had the day before of rest, of being offline, and I allowed that to move through me. I didn't force anything. And then when you clear out, you allow that next energy to come in, and that next energy can be the miracle, can be the force that you're looking for to manifest and create what you're ready for next. So keep in mind that the energy of magnetic manifestations can happen in incredible ways, in very cool ways. Be open to it. Be trusting. Be willing. And then see what happens. We have so many possibilities right now. We have so many things that can unfold that support us. And we have to be willing and open to accept them. So that's going to be part of this year. I'm quite excited about that. It's going to make the rewards we receive will make certain parts of the journey more worthwhile. So what are you ready for? Really, truly ready for? Because it can happen. And this is a year for it. It's most definitely a year for it. Okay, so that was number three, magnetic manifestations. Number four, energetic independence. Energetic independence. And as I say this, a song is popping into my mind. It's a song by Fleetwood Mac, "You Can Go Your Own Way." Do you know that song? I do not have it here to play for you because it's copyrighted. I don't have the copyright-free version. But if you were to go on YouTube and check out "You Can Go Your Own Way," that is the energy I'm feeling with this fourth theme of energetic independence. And it feels really good. It's for many of you who have been on this journey for a while, you've been doing your work, you've been applying what you know, you've been improving your, or actually maybe it's more like purging and clearing out your energy, where you're connected with your soul essence. You've just been doing stuff, right? You've been doing the work, you've been meditating, you've been focusing on ascension and various things. You feel a natural independence because you've cleared away cords, attachments, unconscious energies. You've cleared away what you've maybe felt tangled up about, or what has, I'm feeling like a stretch, like what has pulled you in to tangle you up. But there's a theme here of independence from that, energetic independence, where you just feel strong in you. And it's new. It's a new way of being that is a core energy. It's like in the middle of your energetic body, or in the middle of your physical body even, it's like the solid rod of strength that just feels so natural. And with this, with energetic independence, you can feel like a new version of yourself, and that you don't even connect to a former version of yourself. It could be greater inner peace, greater inner calm, just that inner knowingness that you're right where you need to be at all times. You're secure. You're abundant. You're successful. You're happy. You're joyful. It's being a self-contained, energetic body. Like it's a different experience. It changes what you need in relationships or friendships. It changes what you need in business, because you come back to yourself as the source of everything. And this type of energy is rare on the planet right now. Not a lot of people have that. And it's how we are paving the way. We are creating new ways of doing things for ourselves. We are demonstrating that back to the world. It feels like an unleash of greater potential and freedom. Oh, it just feels really awesome. So that one, energetic independence. Keep in mind that there are so many ways this can show up for every person. It will be uniquely yours, whatever it is. But it feels that it's a return to how you have everything you need. Absolutely. And that because of that, you can do anything. How awesome. Perfect. Next week on this show, the topic is Spiritual courage, conscious confidence. Spiritual courage, conscious confidence. I can't say that any faster. I'm going to trip over my words. And that's going to talk about how you already have in your DNA courage and confidence. It's going to go a little deeper, but that's related to this energetic independence theme. Also, the following week, the topic is pioneering your path. And that certainly relates to the theme of energetic independence. So there's going to be some more shows coming up that will support these insights. Put those on your calendar, or if they've already played, download them and check them out, because there is a lot of ongoing support for us as we experience this new life, this new version of ourselves throughout 2014. Now, the next topic, the fifth spiritual theme of 2014 is spiritual stages of growth. And this was given to me as the growth stages we experience in our lives, specifically babies, children, teens and adults, spiritual babies, spiritual children, spiritual teens, and spiritual adults. Topic has within it an appearance of hierarchy. But that is not the intention. The intention is that each person is exactly where they need to be. And there are spiritual babies, spiritual children, spiritual teenagers, and spiritual adults. And often when we hear this type of a lineup, we all say, oh, I'm a spiritual adult, right? We go right to the most advanced stage. But we're all learning and growing, and we're going to see who in our lives has done spiritual growth work. And we're going to see who has not. And this is where we will be given opportunities to make new choices around who we relate to, who we want in our lives, who is a good match. And we also are going to be given the opportunity to allow every person to be right where they are, to understand that everything is in perfect order. Nothing is wrong. It's an opportunity to just accept with a detached level of awareness the various energies on this planet. So let's talk about the spiritual babies. Very simple. It feels like just like a very simple life. For some people, spiritual baby energy is also related to their experience of a vacation lifetime. A vacation lifetime is a soul who is here on the planet. They've done work in other lifetimes. They've had other perhaps intense experiences, and they came here to have a simple lifetime. That's it, to experience joys of life on earth, to stay in the masses, to be a part of the dominant culture. A vacation lifetime is someone who might not have any interest in spiritual information, and that could be because they did a ton of spiritual work in a previous lifetime, or perhaps they're gearing up on a soul level for a spiritual lifetime in a future life. We don't know that, and it's not ours to know. It's none of our business. But keep that in mind, that we're all on a different path here for growth. And so the spiritual baby energy feels like simplicity. And I guess vacation is a good term. And so if you have people in your life who are in that place, it's your choice and your job to figure out how to be at peace with that and how to take care of yourself. Remember, honoring your authority and energetic independence play into this. Now, also in this theme, we have the spiritual children energy, which isn't simply actual children. This is an energy level. This is these are people who are perhaps on the verge of awakening. They're expanding a bit more. They're looking into other ways of seeing the world or experiencing the world. The thing about spiritual children is that because it's an energy, it can be an experience for a lifetime, meaning, again, it might just be where someone stays, where they're comfortable, where they're choosing to be because that's what they want. Spiritual children usually have a grasp on the basics and the essentials. They know a bit about spirituality, but maybe they don't care to learn more. This can include religion. This can include anything that is related to their belief system. They want to play. There's a playfulness energy here. There also is a sense of little responsibility. So think about the energy of children and know that there can be people who are in this phase of their soul growth. And again, it's perfect. It's a choice. And you have your choices and your decisions to make about what you need in terms of what works for you. The next level here, or the next experience, is spiritual teenagers. This energy feels reckless to me. Imagine that. Imagine that. Spiritual teenager feels interesting. So I'm hearing more about righteousness, know-it-all, someone who is on top of it and they've got it all figured out. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking back to myself when I was 17, or no, 18, and I knew everything, because at 18, you just do, right? You know a lot. Well, teenagers have that in their energetic experience. And so spiritual teenagers, remember, this is an energy. It's not an age group. It's an energy. This is a population that I feel is actually quite big. It's connected with other overlaps of spiritual groups. Again, I'm hearing the word righteousness. I'm hearing reckless. I'm hearing that it brings up interesting opportunities to mature, if that is a choice. Teenagers have just a bit of knowledge to be dangerous. They have also just a bit of knowledge to be motivated and to be excited and have a freshness to them, a new way of doing things. So a spiritual teenager feels like the person who is potentially going to mature, but at the same time, they could stay right where they are, as with any energetic experience. So I'm actually feeling that a lot of online groups have this energy. Quite a bit of people who are launching a business can have this energy too, and that is a good thing because there's excitement there, there's motivation. And then it's only through time that you learn all that you didn't know. You learn how big the world is, and you also learn how small the world is. So the energy of spiritual teenagers, I'm hearing it's quite dominant, and I'm hearing that we're going to see more and more of it. And that leads me to this fourth group, spiritual adults. Spiritual adults is actually a rare population. more of us are in that energy than we realize, and many people are ready for it. This year is going to help them move into that energetic experience even more, of being a spiritual adult. And this energy is the experience of responsibility, detachment, forgiveness, allowing every person to have their beliefs without arm wrestling or imposing a superior belief system on them. Being a spiritual adult is associated with mastery. It's associated with understanding that we only have our own energy in our control, but it's also understanding that we have a responsibility to assist others, to give back, to contribute. The energy of spiritual adults feels expanding, expansive. It's interesting, though, because I'm hearing baby boomers, which is such a giant population. Look to what it means to you to exist in an effortless state as if you're retired. So we look at retirement. What does that mean to you? Does it mean you do nothing? Or does it mean you're choosing consciously how to use your energy every day? What does that mean to you? Because that's what I'm sensing here with the spiritual adult segment. It's that we're understanding that we are here, we have responsibilities, we have ways to contribute, things we can choose, and likewise, we have choices that honor us. Okay, it goes back to honoring your authority, energetic independence. Being a spiritual adult is part of our mastery this year. And we look at this in terms of, okay, I'm not a teenager, I'm not a child, and I'm not a baby, but how do I relate to those other energetic experiences that people all around me might be experiencing? And that's where you tap into your inner wisdom and your wise perspective. It could be challenging to be around a spiritual baby unless you've thought about how to engage with them. Same with children, same with teenagers. So that is what the assignment is, if you will. How do you engage with different energetic experiences in a way that honors yourself, that is self-loving and honors your energy, but also allows you to detach? I'm going to do a show on this later on. I'm hearing that strongly here, that I need to expand on this topic a bit more. So look for that in the springtime. It could be a little bit sooner, but we will talk about how to interact with different energetic experiences and levels of spiritual growth. Okay. Ooh, that's a big topic. So that was number 5. And here we're at number 6, Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory. That is what I'm receiving as the 6th spiritual theme for 2014. This I'm seeing as how we are evolving and growing and becoming even more amazing, to the point where we are never going to be the same. It's a fundamental energy change. It's something where you have breakthroughs into more of your soul energy, into your purpose, your life mission, your deepest dreams and desires and what you really want. And the Big Bang Theory, I'm feeling, it's like all these different entities, energies, elements coming together that can feel like pressure, but it leads to this very unique, formulaic bang that just is a breakthrough of you. I'm trying to describe what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. I just keep getting this image of a Big Bang. I'm not going to over-explain it. You know, I want that to be whatever it is for you. What is that for you? What does that signify for you? Astrologically, again, this comes back to the Cardinal Grand Cross, which is where there are pressures from four sides. It is the Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn energies that all want to get something started. Each of these astrological signs is called a cardinal sign, as in a beginning sign, and it's an initiator of the zodiac. Aries begins spring. Cancer begins summer. Libra begins fall. Capricorn begins winter. And with these energies all being strong, off and on through the 2014, new beginnings are going to occur. Parts of you are going to initiate something new. And this is why some things are never going to be the same again. So how does that feel for you? Because I know that change is hard for some people. And yet that's why we're here. You know, we're here to change and to move forward individually and collectively. And so things have to end. They have to be done. You have to be complete with some things. And it will be a little bit different for each person. Because this energy is hitting four different points in an astrology chart, that signifies it will be inner, outer changes. Sometimes with these big energies, such as the ongoing Uranus-Pluto square, it might just be an inner experience, or it just might be an outer experience. But with this energy that I'm calling the Big Bang Theory, it's going to be inner and outer. It could be that an outer experience, such as something with your family, triggers an inner experience around who you really are. It could be an inner experience around what you really want in your life, what job is important to you, what commitments matter the most to you. Those inner changes could spur external changes, where you decide to be done with certain commitments or jobs or opportunities so you can move on to the next. Dynamic, things are going to be moving. And keep in mind that that's the case for every person on the planet on some level. We are all moving through these energies. And this is where being a spiritual adult matters. And coming back to the responsibility of self and keeping an eye on what is best for your energy, what you want to create, what you want to experience. It feels quite exciting. And there could be times when it could be a little bit fearful because you're worried about what happens next, or the financial part comes up, or you're not sure, clarity might not be there, et cetera, et cetera. But keep in mind that you as a soul are here to experience all of this, to have the full experience of life on Earth, to have the full experience of your energy, of everything about you, to have these changes, to grow, to follow new dreams, to know yourself even more fully. So there's a lot of good stuff happening here. A lot of good stuff. This year has a lot of energy with it. And we're ready because that energy supports us. Energy always supports us when that's our intention. So make that your intention. Just get very clear. It could even be something you repeat to yourself, which is that everything in my life is happening for my highest and best good now. Everything in my life is happening for my highest and best good now. Everything in my life is happening for my highest and best good now. And then the energy rushes in to support you and to prove that that is so. And so it is. And so it is, my friends. I hope that this has been a useful show. I will have a write-up on Conscious Cool Chic with these insights again. I know it helps to read in addition to hearing them. So that will be featured. And I also will return to these themes throughout the year. So we will check in and see how you're doing to see what is going on and what you're feeling and how this stuff is showing up for you. So that will be useful as well. And to just know, too, that you have support and connection as you move through 2014. And gosh, I feel it as a great year for so many. You know, we're ready. We're really ready for everything we want and to have that be our reality. So I am, as always, grateful for you. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Pinterest because I'm addicted. And also on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. I will see you next time. Hopefully that is soon. And until then, I wish you the very best, my friends, and take good care. Take good care of yourself. There's a lot more good stuff to come. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.